people from those of the things that you love for yourself. Whatever you love for yourself, find out all those things. Imam Sadiq used to give a lot of sadaqa from sugar. He used to give sugar as sadaqa. And somebody asked him, the Rasulullah, why are you giving sugar in sadaqa? He said, because I love it. So because he loves the sugar, he used to get sugar in sadaqa. Whatever you love, find out in it. Look into your own hearts and find out all those things that you love most in your life. And give those of the things as sadaqa, although it may be less, but it has more value instead of giving away the used clothes and even a food to the poor people. So, constantly and knowingly and intentionally ignoring the warnings of Allah. for them. And whereas some of the mu'mineen who have performed the sins, that's the fourth policy of Allah towards some of the mu'mineen who have performed crimes and sins. The policy that Allah exercised towards this category of people is Allah punishes them partially in this world. It is to be remembered that this dunya is not Darul Jaza. We have 100+ names in the Day of Judgment, and we have, you know, dozens of names, or maybe a lot of names for this world, this dunya, this world as well. And one of the names for this world is that this dunya is, you know, is basically Darul Amal, and whereas the Akhirat is Darul Hisab and Darul Jaza. This is the world where we are supposed to do actions, and no accountability is taken by anybody from us. Whereas the Day of Judgment is the day of accountability and reward. So it's impossible in the Islamic belief system in Mulkalam that anybody can be rewarded completely in this world, any woman can be rewarded completely in this world, or any kafir can be punished fully in this world. This is impossible. How can you punish the person who kills two human beings? Can you punish him in this world? You can punish, you can, if you persecute him, and if he is given the capital punishment, he can be killed once in this life. Isn't that right? You cannot kill him twice, whereas he has killed two human beings. So, it's impossible in the Islamic belief system that you can provide the jaza and reward or the due punishment for any kafir in this world. That's, this world simply is not sufficient and doesn't accommodate the punishments and rewards. That's the nature of this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't consider this dunya to be neither the reward of a mu'min nor a place of punishment for a kafir. This is so lowly and haqir in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't suffice for none of those two reasons. Neither this dunya is able to be considered a reward of a mu'min. If it was having some value, Allah would have never given it to any kafir or munafiq. The Prophet Muhammad Islam says, لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تَعْدِلْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِثْلَ جَنَاحِ بَعُوضَةٍ. If dunya is equal in the eyes of Allah, equal to the wing of a mosquito, Allah would not have given it to any kafir or munafiq. What's the value of a wing of a mosquito? Nothing. No, who cares about that? And look at the example that Muhammad Islam is giving. Even if it had that much value, it would not have been given to any kafir and munafiq. Now we understand that the ni'mats and blessings and all the glitter and glamour of this dunya, which they have much more than the mu'mineen. So let's not be deceived by those material blessings, and let's not think that those material blessings are a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ravi with them. So this is how they are punished, actually, because they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more, and they forget their responsibilities towards Allah. So some of the mu'mineen, what I was telling you, the fourth policy of Allah towards some of the mu'mineen who perform the crimes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا. Allah makes them taste part of what they have performed. Some of the results, some of the aftermath of our actions, we taste, we face it, مُكَافَاتُ الْعَمَلِ, we embrace the bad outcome partially for our own actions in the life of this dunya. Not completely, but partially. So this should be remembered. So that's why the best policy, brothers and sisters, is that to hold ourselves accountable and do istighfar consistently. Doing istighfar to get rid, you know, in one of the statements, Ibn Umar Bahjat rahmatullah alayh was saying that actually istighfar is the prescription for every situation of your life. No matter what situation you may be in your life, the best prescription for you is istighfar. And he's right. Because in so many cases, we don't even discover what is my problem. Isn't that right? We don't even understand why is it happening. heart. It's constantly going on. This battle is an ongoing process. And this ongoing process, mufattanun tawbah. The point to remember is the mu'min is constantly doing tawbah. And as soon as we are doing tawbah, we are beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the Prophet has said, At-ta'ibu habibullah. The person who performs tawbah. Made to some of the aftermath, partial punishment of their own sins. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ لَيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Maybe they come back. That's how, that's also that, making them taste the punishment partially is also another ni'mat of Allah, because that's how we come back to the straight path. If we don't face that punishment partially, maybe we will never remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll continue to do what we are doing and still consider that we are nice, we have, there's nothing wrong. That's the way a person is, he never realizes his faults. Mentor for yourselves, that's worth it. Your life to find out a spiritual murabbi and mentor. But that's very important. Unless we have so much drowned in the zulmat and zulmat and darknesses that we don't discover what's going wrong with me. And everybody considers himself to be okay. As far as I'm concerned, nothing wrong with me. I am fine. A lot of people are subjected to this, not my, the subject of my speech. We talk about and I elaborate on that, about hujj and khudpasandi. But this is the sin which a lot of people are suffering from, this widespread, contagious spiritual illness, which is ujb and khudpasandi, apne aap ko achha samajhna. It's called ujb in Arabic. Some people are, you know, when Hazrat Musa met with Shaitan, there's no hijab between the prophets and the imams and the haqa'iq and reality. So they can see the reality. So an anbiya can see the Shaitan anytime. So Hazrat Musa went to see Shaitan and he asked him, tell me one thing, that if a person performs that one thing, you will then have control over him. Tell me one thing, if a person performs, you will have control over him. And Shaitan responded, that is ujb. As soon as a person starts taking himself to be good, इतना हुस्न-ए-ज़न बाज़ माँ बाप को अपने बच्चों के बारे में होता है, और ये एहसास नहीं होता कि बच्चों की जो कैफियत है उसको जब तक आप नसीहत नहीं करेंगे, प्यार के वक्त पे प्यार और सख्ती के वक्त पे सख्ती, सख्ती के वक्त पे प्यार दिखाना और प्यार के वक्त पे सख्ती दिखाना, दोनों नर्ड। This is what the tarbiyat process is all about. That's how you are benefiting, you are actually loving your child if you are providing the nasihat on time, when he needs it. The due nasihat on the right time. So, but some people have extra, you know, undue husnul-zan, good thoughts about what they are doing. I'm fine, my children are fine, I'm okay, nothing wrong with me. Well, I'm not doing anything wrong. We are very nice people. This exactly is the only biggest sin in the knowledge of Islamic spirituality, which allows Shaitan to grab you and have control, perfect control, nice control over you. That's because of this one thing. Doesn't matter, you may be fasting and praying the Namaz Isha, but actually these people, this is much more helpful if you are praying the Namaz Isha as well. It further helps that now I'm so good, I'm praying the Namaz Isha. And this very thought is going to make you farther away from Allah. More and more away as compared to those of the people who are not praying the Namaz Isha. They are closer to Allah than you if you have ujj after the Namaz Isha. So basically, what I was saying to you, brothers and sisters, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this policy. And for some, the fifth policy and the last one, which I will end my speech after that, the last one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has is imhal and muhlat. ثُمَّ كَانَ أَعْقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُ السُّوءِ find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a special policy. For those criminals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives them further chance. Further movement. He doesn't stand in need of making haste in punishing his enemies. We humans are like this. If somebody opposes me, I would like to make haste. Quickly take a revenge. Isn't that right? We are like this. Quickly get in a position, make a stand against him. Allah is not like that. Because we think we may lose power. Or, second of all, we may think the guy can escape and run away from our control. Isn't it right? For the sake of Allah, none of those two are valid. He's not afraid of losing power. Nothing of this can be lost because his sifat are ayn zaat, nothing, his attributes are nothing but his essence. And also nobody can escape from his realm. Now you can feraro min hukmatik. Imam Ali says in the Dua of Men, it's impossible to escape from your government.
So there's nothing to lose.
Why should he make haste? The kuffar were trying to tell Allah makes haste, yasta'jiruna ka bil azaab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were making haste. The kuffar used to come and ask the Holy Prophet, why doesn't your Allah send azab quickly? Allah is never going to breach his promise. Allah will do according to his wisdom. Allah actually gives more chance. Yazid was also given chance for further 2 more years. He thought he was doing nice. Isn't that right? But Allah was giving him more chance. So he gets more drowned in the sins and now, and he's more and more into the zulmah. And this type of person, this type of category of people are the ones who reach the point of no return. So this chance given by Allah is one of the biggest punishments of God, because this, whenever we find that Allah is providing us ni'mats one after the other while we are doing the sins. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ رَبَّكَ يُتَابِعْ عَلَيْكَ النِّعَمَهُ. When you see your Lord constantly giving you his ni'mats, وَأَنْتَ تَعْسِيهِ, while you are still sinning towards him, فَأَخْبَرْهُ, then be warned about him. We should be warned if we are giving the ni'mats constantly but we are still sinning towards him. That's the way we need to be warned, because why is he constantly giving us the blessings? This is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that the kuffar are such, they're given mumlat and then they get drowned. And this mumlat, this ni'mats were also given. A lot of ni'mats were given to the people of Kufa in the time of Imam Hussain al-Islam. Lots of ni'mats they were given. Imam Hussain al-Islam even sent his cousin. His cousin Hazrat Musib ibn Aqi, inni ba'ithu ilaykum akhi wa ibn ammi wa thiqati. I am sending trustworthy. And so Musib ibn Aqi is not an ordinary person. And Musib ibn Aqi was sent by Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And these people were followers of Ahlul Bayt. 18,000 letters were sent. And who is going to write letter to Imam Hussain? Yabda Rasulullah, you are our Imam. You think people of other sects would write them that text and those letters to Imam Hussain? That you are my Imam? Of course not. There were people who used to believe in Ahlul Bayt, were the ones who wrote the letters. And we keep on sending our la'nat on them till the day of judgment. All those people of Kufa will have the la'nat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the day of judgment, except those who did the tawbah. Despite the fact that they were believing in Ahlul Bayt. Isn't that right? But they are still mad'oom till the day of judgment. Because upon the day, they were receiving a lot of ni'mats from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's one of the biggest blessings that Imam Hussain is sending Musib ibn Aqil.
Jab Janab-e Habib ibn Mazahir सारी कुबे की ऑलमोस्ट ऑल ऑफ देम
तो कितनी नेमतें कुबे वालों को मिल रही है
कि मैं आपके लिए एक बड़ी खबर लेके आई और बीवी क्या कहती है कि भैया की शहादत के बाद अब कोई खबर मेरे लिए बड़ी खबर नहीं रही कहती है कि घोड़ों की नाद बंदी हो रही है घोड़ों की नाद बंदी की जा रही है
अशीरे